This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, the grandmother of last Friday's stabbing victim breaks the family's silence. Rally fans get more warnings following yesterday's collision. The Barbados Police Service takes fresh guard on community engagement as they mark their 190th anniversary. Crime Prevention Minister says there'll be no payment to criminals under his watch, and a medical doctor wants removal of all marketing by fast food and beverage companies within schools. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. Grieving grandmother Orlando Small is still shedding tears following last Friday's incident at Old Town St. James that left 20-year-old Amani Kanye Lord dead at the scene. Starcom Network visited the home of the deceased yesterday, where relatives and neighbors were gathered in the close-knit Hudson Alley community.
You could cook, you could press, you could wash. Only thing you got to drive it. You ever talk to you now? You got to talk to you again. And if you ain't got it, he ain't holding on against you, you know. It's the time by evening, you see friend again. He's not a biased person. He died the same day as his grandfather buried. One of his grandfathers, at least the last one that was alive. The day to the tea. My aunt Mel, see my grandson in the US, laying down like dog. Huh? The man, he didn't have to stab me. He didn't knock out already, I know. I watched the videos, I know my grandson. He had to be my grandson here. That stop you from where you going. My grandson ain't gonna do he nothing.
Orlando Small, grandmother of stabbing victim Amani Lord. Also present was a neighbor who spoke of the late 20-year-old, a former student of Harrison College.
They tell you the road ain't easy. They ain't none out there. He's going hustle for money. From the time he hit first form at Harrison College, he always with a push cart. Going to pick bright fruits, go up to the bus stand, sell the bright fruits, sell the coconuts, just to get money. And that's why I admire him, because at a young age, he hustled for what he did want.
Resident of Hudson Alley, Mason Hall Street, St. Michael. Rally fans across Barbados are being encouraged to follow the lead of marshals and officials at the various stages island-wide following yesterday's collision that saw four people injured. During the rally stage at Rockhall St. Peter, one of the competitors' vehicles spun out in a corner and collided with spectators. One marshal at the scene, who requested not to be identified, said it was important that spectators enjoy rally at a safe distance and follow the rules set by the Barbados Rally Club.
I would like to enforce that as a marshal, when orders are given to the spectators where he said don't stand, don't park, please listen, please adhere to the instructions given, because that also saves life, prevent incidents, it protects us as marshals and the spectators when they're looking, coming on to enjoy the sport. We out there making things happen for them to enjoy, so as long as they listen to us, listen to the rules, everything can go smoothly.
One St. Peter resident also spoke of the collision and said that particular viewpoint was a dangerous one.
The people was too close to the road. You don't understand, you like rally anything, right? But you gotta be more conscious. What's going on? They cars be flying, they cars be traveling hard. So the sizes of their thing and they run off the road, they can hit you. If you in the way, so the best advice to give me, see cars, they're distance away from the road, the actual road where they're traveling, because anything can happen.
Resident of Rockhall St. Peter at the scene of yesterday's rally collision. The Barbados Police Service marked their 190th anniversary yesterday with a church service and a message of commitment to the public of Barbados. Commissioner Richard Boyce told those gathered that the role of officers was not an easy one and often meant putting the emotional needs of others before their own. Boyce, speaking during the service held at the Lloyd Erskine Sandiford Centre, further stated that trust between the police and the public would be critical to their work in the future.
Over time, we have endeavored to be a highly professional organization, and to a large measure, we have been able to achieve that status. We still have the support and trust of our various public, which is somewhat like a two-way street. If the community trusts the police, they will be more inclined to assist and partner with the police. We are highly accountable to the populace of Barbados that we serve. Hence, we are aware that we have to follow the rules, standards, and guidelines that are in place. And when there's any follow in compliance with these checks and balances, then the appropriate actions are triggered. Incidentally, our Barbados Police Service was re-accredited this year by the reputable accreditation agency, CLEA, that is the Commission on Accreditation for Law Enforcement Agencies.
Commissioner of the Barbados Police Service, Richard Boyce. The Reverend Guy Hewitt yesterday chastised both major political parties for what he termed too close a relationship with the criminal element in the country. During Brass Tax Sunday, Hewitt clashed with Minister of People Empowerment and Crime Prevention Kirk Humphrey on the issue, saying both sides had been guilty of using the strategy to secure votes and support.
It is not marginalizing or judging all of them or anyone who has had a criminal past or has ran afoul of the law, but it is saying again, those who are involved in criminal activities are being involved in the securing of votes and support for political parties. And let me say, to speak to the past caller, this is not party specific. We know this is operating across the system. And when we normalize and legitimize this, it then becomes a matter of degrees until you get then politicians seeming unable to restrain or contain the level of engagement with these people, such that, as you pointed out, a person alluding to persons known to the police and notorious in their own right being invited to state functions.
Reverend Guy Hewitt. In response, Mr. Humphrey, who took over the crime prevention portfolio from City MP Corey Lane following the cabinet reshuffle on February 26, said he was fully focused on his role of making communities safer and assured Barbados there was nothing of the sort taking place under his watch.
I know that persons would want to have a conversation around whether people were paid or whether they were not paid. I am telling you, if there were cases where it happened, the AG stamped it out, and he said so publicly. I do not have to deal with it because it is not a reality that I face, and it is certainly not what I am going to be doing going forward. I am told by some people that there was a war on the street. If there is a war, I am also told that, you know, to secure peace is to prepare for war, and that therefore in the government, while we are doing a lot of these community-based programs and while we are strengthening the police and so on, we also have to make sure that we have stronger boots on the ground. We have to make sure that in some cases we have joint patrols with the BDF and so on. And so that is the conversation I am interested in having. But there's going to be no issue of payment and negotiation. I'm just too focused on the work that I have to do.
Minister responsible for crime prevention, Kirk Humphrey. A medical doctor is taking fast food companies and beverage manufacturers to task for their marketing techniques towards school children. Speaking yesterday on Voice of Barbados' program, Pause for Parenting, Dr. Kia Lewis, also a healthy lifestyle advocate, said it was counterproductive the manner in which some companies were still able to market and sponsor various activities.
Remove that marketing from our schools. And you might say, what does that look like? It looks like these companies strategically partnering with schools to provide backpacks and pencil cases and books and book covers that have their logos all over. When the children leave, they're only seeing their colors and they're only thinking about them. It looks like them trying to sponsor sports events. And we say, make it make sense. How are you selling soft drinks, or how are you selling greasy fried chicken and pushing that to children, and yet you are sponsoring a sports event? You know, it doesn't make sense. You're trying to send a mixed message that you can eat what you want as long as you run around a little,
yeah,
which we know is incorrect. Mm-hmm. We know that you need both, right?
True.
And so the other thing that research has shown is that when we market to children, it forms their food preferences from young. And not only does it affect their food choices in adulthood, but it goes on to affect the choices of their children.
Healthy lifestyle advocate Dr. Kia Lewis, recapping the headlines. The grandmother of last Friday's stabbing victim breaks family's silence. Rally fans get more warnings following yesterday's collision. The Barbados Police Service takes a fresh guard on community engagement as they mark their 190th anniversary. Crime prevention minister says there'll be no payment to criminals under his watch. And a medical doctor wants removal of all marketing by fast food and beverage companies within schools. And that was a 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. More news coming your way at 8:30. I'm Carol Taupin. Good morning.